Today, let us have a look at how Padre Pio was a true father. Hello, my name is Edward Urban, presenting our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, in which we look at the absolutely incredible life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic and miracle worker, whose intercession is still so powerful today. If you or a friend or a loved one is in need of Padre Pio's help and intercession, then do stay tuned to this channel to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. And if you're new to our channel, then please do like, share and subscribe to our channel. After subscribing, you're going to have to click that reminder bell too. We're going to be looking at how Padre Pio was a true father to his spiritual children. Now, Father Gian Battista Limonocco was a spiritual son of Padre Pio, and he was close to Padre Pio. And the Capuchins of St. Giovanni Rotondo have very kindly provided us with some notes from the diary of Father Kentenich, in which he lets us know, with his compelling skill, just how close Padre Pio was to him on his spiritual path. So we're going to look at a few examples here, and in particular, we want to see the spiritual father, spiritual son relationship that existed. That's what we're focusing in on. And we offer these two examples. Firstly, on March the 4th, and this is way back in 1940, Father Battista says, "I was in the sacristy while the priest Padre Pio was disrobing after Mass, and I said to Padre Pio, 'Padre Pio, I always sense your presence by my side. Is that madness or reality?' And the Holy One replied, 'What is imaginary?'" Avoiding the question, right? "Probably an impression of mine then," Father Battista added, wanting to take back what he had said. Padre Pio continued, "Was it an impression?" Now, Padre Gian Battista was a little confused. And then he said, "Then it is a reality." And Padre Pio affirmed with a yes and a smile. So, even when he wasn't there in Padre Pio's presence, he could still sense the presence that Padre Pio was somehow with him. Our second example, and this happened on the 23rd of December, 1965. Father Gian Battista, once again, he was in St. Giovanni Rotondo to spend a few days with Padre Pio. And in a happy moment, when he was alone with the saint, he asked him, "Often, very often, I call you. Do you hear me?" Padre Pio answered, "I'm not deaf." So Padre Pio was evidently always at the side of his priest, his spiritual son. And now going back a little further into history, Father Gian saw Padre Pio for the first time. That was in 1937. After his ordination, which had happened shortly before that, on 11th of July, he obtained permission from his superiors to go to St. Giovanni Rotondo to visit, to meet the saint. But after a few days in Gorgona, unfortunately, his money ran out. And so the young man was forced to interrupt this spiritual honeymoon, in a sense. He had to now return. When he was saying his goodbyes to Padre Pio, he heard Padre Pio say, "Why are you going?" And he was convinced by Padre Pio to give the reasons for his departure. Well, when Padre Pio heard this, he took out some money out of his pocket, which had been given to the offerings. He gave it to it had been intended for the offerings. He gave it to Father Gian and said, "Here, use this according to the intention of the donors." He stayed a few more days and then he departed. But ever since that day, added the young priest, even when he's been thousands of kilometers away from St. Giovanni Rotondo, it seems that distance does not interrupt the connection with his spiritual father, which is quite incredible, I'm sure you'll agree. From the records of this great religious person, this great religious man, we find how the spiritual support of Father Padre Pio with his spiritual son just seemed to increase with time. And here's an example of that. In a conversation he had with a saint on 25th of April, 1939, Father Gian Battista expressed a concern to his father. Look at this close relationship, a familial relationship between the spiritual father and the spiritual son. He said to the Father, Padre Pio, for a long time I have prayed to the Lord every day at Mass for the grace of participating in His sufferings in the sacrifice. Should I continue with this? Does this correspond to the wishes of our Lord? You may continue, answered the saint. It is always a good guideline when it refers to the will of God. So not just to seek suffering for the sake of suffering, it must refer to the will of God. Then it's a good guideline. Often this desire is more effective even than works. So a lot of us love to get caught up in good works, doing this, doing that. But Padre Pio is saying having this desire to suffer with God, for God, can be more effective than works. And then Padre Pio said, my motto is, ask nothing and reject nothing. So if God sends a suffering, well and good, but don't ask for in addition to. A while later, and that is on the 28th of April, which was the liturgical feast of St. John of the Cross, he said to Padre Pio after the celebration, Padre Pio, do you see the Mass gives me the reason? In the communion I say, blessed are those who endure the sufferings of Christ on earth, for they will rejoice with Him in heaven. That's right there in the Mass. We can kind of see the Beatitude slightly differently worded. The saint, taking him by the arm, answered, you are over hasty. So as a good father, he's giving him counsel now. You are over hasty, wishing to anticipate grace. That is close to stubbornness, though you do not suspect it. It was better for you to prepare your shoulders. When you are prepared, then the crosses will arrive. What does he mean, prepare your shoulders? Well, to carry the burdens that will arrive later on. So he's advising him, like a good athlete, do all your training up front. Don't worry, these trials will come along. That's how we can all be. Prepare for the trials, like good athletes. Well, on the following day, on the 29th of April, Father Battista again said to Padre Pio, spoke to him and said, Father, one can see that you are tired. You are pale. You have heard too many confessions. There's a concern between the two. Placing his right hand over his forehead, Padre Pio answered, I was tired already before I started hearing confessions this morning. I had a severe headache then. But the will of the Lord be done, he added. Padre Pio, then how I envy you for your tiredness, because you can see it's the will of the Lord, which was followed by Padre Pio's comment, there will come a time when you will call for my help. And he added, Father, I feel in my heart a great confidence that the Lord will fulfill my desire. What do you think of that? In your own words, prepare your shoulders. I actually see an answer. And to which Padre Pio answered, then prepare your shoulders and pray a lot. Then you will be like a lion. Well, in the afternoon, after praying the breviary in the choir in the church upstairs, the young man asked, Padre Pio, why did you tell me this morning there will come a time when you will call for my help? Because I call to you every day to help me more through my guardian angel. And we saw exactly how that story works in one of the previous videos on the guardian angels. And the saint added, my son, you pray for suffering, you ask for pain, you pray for works, and when that all arrives, you'll call out, I cannot take it anymore, I cannot stand it anymore. Then don't leave me alone, the young man added, and always be by my side, but especially when that arrives, help me to prepare my shoulders. Very well, let's both suffer together, concluded Padre Pio. Well, the following morning, this happened. This was Sunday, the 30th of April. The father's promise was confirmed, and Father Gian had told him that he celebrated Mass for both of them, and he added, Padre Pio, don't you think that it's nice if we both have the same cup of suffering? Well, of course, the cup of suffering is very biblical. Our Lord referred to it. Can you drink the cup of suffering I will drink, to one of the other people? Padre Pio, don't you think it is nice if we both have the same cup of suffering? The father, with a smile in his eyes, nodded and said yes. Then he put his hand on the young man's shoulder, thanked him and added, I will do the same. I will say the Mass for you. I will be with you. We will suffer together. You may be assured. Father Gian had further confirmation of Padre Pio's commitment when, after praying the Holy Mass for the seminarians of Catania, he received this answer from Padre Pio. All right, what I promise, I keep. And what I begin, I bring to completion. And when I can't say Mass, then I will know how to make it up for you. And we can see from this, kind of reading between the lines, the amazing spiritual father, spiritual son relationship that they had. And although suffering is unfortunately a part of life in this fallen world, it seems that they both had this calling to suffering together, to be united in God's will. And that's important. Suffering must always be united in God's will. And in particular, we see how Padre Pio did not abandon or let his spiritual son down. Always there to guide him and help him towards our Lord, like any true father would be who has the best interests of his son at heart. Please do continue watching. We have our most popular videos selected specially for you, and how to enroll your Mass pre-intentions.